Welcome back to part 2 of Managing Malocclusion in the Mixed Dentition, 6 Keys to Success. In this video, we'll go over the next set of keys that help orthodontists make smart decisions during early treatment. If you watched part 1, you'll love how this part ties everything together, so let's jump right in. Today, I want to talk about 3 simple but powerful tools we have to guide occlusal development during the mixed dentition. They come from Fleming and colleagues' classic 2008 paper on managing malocclusion, the second part of their 6 keys to success. The first of these is preserving leeway space. This small natural reserve, about 2 millimeters per quadrant, can make the difference between spontaneous alignment and future crowding. Retaining the second primary molars is key. If they are lost too early, the first molars drift forward and close that valuable space. A lingual arch can help, but we must always balance mechanical retention with hygiene and caries risk. The second key is palpating the unerupted canines. Between ages 10 and 12, this is a simple but essential part of every examination. If you can't feel the canine, or if the primary canine remains firm while the contralateral tooth has erupted, it's time to investigate further. Early extraction of a retained primary canine can sometimes guide a displaced permanent one back on course, but this should be done thoughtfully and ideally before the patient reaches 13. The third key concerns judicious extractions. We remove primary teeth when they block eruption, not simply because they look delayed. When about 3/4 of the permanent root is formed, eruption should follow. Extracting at the right moment can allow spontaneous correction. Unilateral extractions, however, risk midline deviation, so balance matters. Infra-occluded molars, unless they threaten tipping or over-eruption, can often be left alone. And interestingly, a retained mandibular second primary molar can last for decades when the permanent successor is missing. In essence, Fleming's message is preventive. Act early, act thoughtfully, and you can often avoid complex orthodontics later. The general practitioner is perfectly placed to do this. What we must avoid is supervised neglect, the quiet assumption that it will sort itself out, because too often it won't. That's the heart of good interceptive orthodontics. Observation, timing, and intervention guided by common sense and evidence. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.